Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor in the Cochrane Editorial and Methods Department. The Cochrane Stroke Group has produced nearly 200 systematic reviews over the last two decades, and many of these have been updated multiple times. Among these is a review of the effects of early discharge services, which was published first in 2001. It was updated in July 2017, and lead author and one of the coordinating editors for Cochrane Stroke, Peter Langhorne from the University of Glasgow in Scotland, describes these latest findings in this podcast.
People who experience a stroke are usually admitted to hospital for diagnostic tests, urgent medical treatment, and rehabilitation. In recent years, however, services have been developed to offer stroke patients an earlier discharge home and to provide more of the rehabilitation in or near their home. These are called early supported discharge services and are usually provided by a multidisciplinary team of therapists, nurses and doctors who work together to manage the patient's rehabilitation needs. The main aim is to allow the patient to go home from hospital earlier than is usually possible, but still to receive rehabilitation in the familiar environment of their own home. After an extensive search, we identified 17 clinical trials from 9 different countries that had included over 2,400 stroke patients. These patients tended to have a moderate degree of stroke-related disability, but were sufficiently medically well to consider returning home from hospital. There were several different approaches to delivering early supported discharge services, with varying degrees of multidisciplinary coordination. This ranged from close coordination of the team to very little coordinated multidisciplinary team input. Across all the trials identified, early supported discharge services appeared to reduce the length of time people spent in hospital by approximately 5 days. People who received early supported discharge services were also more likely to be independent in daily activities and more likely to be living at home 6 months after the stroke. Information was less complete for other outcomes such as mood and quality of life, and we couldn't identify any clear hazards from early supported discharge services. It was difficult to compare the costs of such services across the various studies, but on average, they did not appear to result in substantial additional costs. In a series of additional analyses, we found that results appeared to be better if the early supported discharge team had a well-coordinated multidisciplinary staff, and if the services were targeted at people with mild to moderate disability. So in summary, we found that appropriately resourced early supported discharge services provided by a coordinated multidisciplinary team can reduce the length of time that stroke patients spend in hospital and also reduce the long-term disability. However, results were inconclusive for those services that did not have a coordinated multidisciplinary team input.
If you would like to read more about the specific types of early supported discharge service that have been tested in the trials in Peter's review, just go to cochranelibrary.com and run a simple search for ESD.